The new Findlay Community Center is set to break ground soon in Over the Rhine to replace the neighborhood's current recreation center on Republic Street. What will the new facility offer, and what will it mean for the neighborhood north of Liberty Street? This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to discuss the development plans and the vision for Over the Rhine north of Liberty are Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Purival. Welcome back, Mayor.
Hey, thanks.
And Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation Senior Vice President of Development, Katie Westbrook. Thanks for being here, Katie.
Thanks so much for having me.
Mayor, most of the redevelopment that's been happening in Over the Rhine over these many years has been south of Liberty Street. What kind of potential do you see north of Liberty?
Yeah, you know, we often in City Hall are looking for transformational opportunities. In fact, the word transformation probably gets overused. This truly is a transformational opportunity. We've seen incredible growth and progress in the southern part of Over the Rhine. The northern part has been challenging primarily due to gun violence. The segments in North OTR, the street segments that we're talking about, are some of the most violent over the past, you know, 4 or 5 years. I think just in a 2 or 3 year span, we had 14 homicides right around Grant Park. In fact, 2 summers ago, there was a drive-by shooting that injured several people and killed a child. So this is definitely a hotspot area that we've been concerned about for a long time, and specifically concerned about the residents there, because North OTR is an incredible community. Long-time legacy residents living there, a lot of small businesses there. They're a community that is strong and vibrant, but has some public policy challenges. And so when we're looking to invest dollars, particularly in our rec centers, we're obviously interested in providing kids and families substantive opportunities to get access to health care, to get access to physical activities. But when we're investing this kind of money, we're also looking at how can we impact public safety? How can we impact child care? How can we impact just the livability of the community? And this project, this investment from the city in partnership with 3CDC, checks all of those boxes in one huge swing, a $50 million new community center right in the heart of Northern OTR that is going to be a huge benefit to the legacy residents there, visitors to Findlay Market, and the city as a whole.
Katie, talk about what's happening with the new Findlay Community Center project. I mean, there's a lot going on with that.
Yes, there is. So really, there's two projects happening simultaneously. The first one that we've been discussing is the new community center, which, as the mayor mentioned, is about $50 million. It will be a new two-story building located on the existing Findlay Playground on Vine Street. And then simultaneously, the city and 3CDC have been working with Crossroad Health Center to build a new health center for Crossroad at the existing rec center, so just south of the new community center.
And will this new community center, will it include all the same features the current recreation center has? I know, people have a lot of passion for some of the things they've been able to do at the recreation center for many years.
It will, but it'll also include new amenities. So I think the biggest one to note, too, really, is a new childcare facility. So there will be a fully licensed daycare provider that will be a part of the community center. But in addition to that, there will be a new indoor pool that everyone is really excited about. In addition to that, the roller rink that we are keeping.
We are very pro-skating at City Hall.
Yes.
Just to build off that, the child care center is a huge opportunity. Child care is incredibly expensive. Both Katie and I have young kids, and we know that firsthand. But it's particularly out of reach for our vulnerable communities. And right now, there's really very few options for Northern OTR residents to get access to childcare, specifically between a newborn to preschool age. That is a hole in the market that we're really trying to fill with this. You know, it has everything that the current rec center has and more. Right? There's a gym, free weights, exercise equipment. We mentioned the indoor pool, the roller rink. You know, that is part part of the years-long community engagement that we did. And what we heard loud and clear from our first design that did not have a roller rink is that we needed a roller rink. So we put it back in. There's a full-size track. You know, there's rooms for exercise classes. There's in addition to childcare, there's something called Child Watch. So if you have a kid, you don't have childcare, you can come in and have someone watch your kid while you're working out or engaging in a community meeting. There's community spaces for that. There's multi-purpose rooms, you know, and these are going to be transition kind of flexible because we've heard that esports is something that kids really want access to. So we'll be able to do that in the multi-purpose rooms, including a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, this is a world-class facility in a beautiful historic community that needs it. It addresses public health issues with the Crossroads investment. This new Crossroads facility will increase their capacity. So instead of helping just 4,000 people a year, they're now able to help 6,000. They'll have an expanded pharmacy, even potentially some dental offices. In addition to that, we talked about the childcare, the pool, the skating rink. I mean, this is a huge swing to address so many of the negative impacts that we see in Northern OTR to really bring it and support it into the beautiful community that it is.
And Katie, I just want to be clear, the new community center will have both childcare and this child watch that the mayor is talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the Crossroads is moving to the old recreation center site. Is that correct? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about all that in more detail. There's a ton to talk about. We do have a caller on the line. We have Alexis. Hey, Alexis, and I understand you have some questions about memberships.
Yeah, so I live in the neighborhood, and I'm concerned about, I'm on the community council, and we've been talking a long time about what the price for the membership will be, and we give Ziegler Pool as an example of what we don't want it to be. Currently, in order to get a permit for Ziegler Pool, if you make us over a certain amount, the permit is something like $350 for the summer, whereas other recreation pools are like $100, $125. So right now, the rec center is $25 to be able to go skate all year, very affordable for everyone. And we anticipate that that number is going to go up. We haven't really gotten clarity from the city or from 3CDC about who is going to manage or what the cost of membership is going to be. I think there's a real opportunity to make the Ziegler Pool and the Recreation Center have like a double pass for OTR residents that's affordable, and that is in line with what the Recreation Center offers. If you're general concern about what we do when we privatize public institutions like rec centers.
Okay. Thank you, Alexis. I appreciate that. Katie, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, sure. I'll start. So first, I do want to point out that the facility itself will still be a City of Cincinnati controlled asset. They will maintain ownership of the facility.
So Cincinnati Recreation Center will be operating the new facility, or?
They will not be operating the building itself and the membership. The plan right now is, and working in conjunction with the city, will be to issue an RFP for managers to submit proposals to manage kind of the bricks and mortar of the building. And then 3CDC and the CRC are working on a full programming plan for the community aspect of the facility.
Okay. And what is there a thought yet about what that will mean for memberships? I don't know, Katie or Mayor, I don't know if...
We don't have rates worked out yet. Okay. We're still working through exactly the final details on that. Both parties are interested in carrying over some of the similar traits that you see at the Everybody In program at Ziegler, which is really to ensure that nobody is ever turned away from the facility. At Ziegler Park in 2024, there were 726 individuals that received a free pool pass for the summer. And so we really see that theme carrying over to the new rec center, community center. Really complementing the summer activities that happen at Ziegler and ensuring that they can still happen for everybody during the winter months as well.
Okay. I think, and if I'm understanding Alexis correctly, she's talking about how some of the memberships at Ziegler are tiered based on income, so that Everybody In, that's for the very low income residents to make sure they have access. She said that for folks who make more money, it's significantly more expensive to get a membership there than at a CRC pool. Is that something you've heard, Mayor? I see you kind of nodding.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the challenge when you're doing these large projects that are specifically for the community It's a nonprofit exercise. This is city owned, so this is not privatization. But you want to create something that has sustainability, that has the resources to continue to maintain, while also being as accessible as possible. And so, I do think a tiered system makes a lot of sense, with the added kind of security of, particularly for our most vulnerable community members, providing an opportunity for access through programs like Everybody In. As was mentioned, we haven't nailed down the membership fees. In due to some part because the actual project timeline has not been kind of green lit yet. We're still working on a few areas of or issues around properties around the footprint. And so once we have a clear understanding of what the timeline is, the timeline will impact the cost, obviously. We'll have a better sense of how much it's going to cost to operate in the long term, which will obviously have an impact on membership. But it is our goal, very clearly, with all of our public assets, to make them as accessible as possible. And that will continue to guide us.
Okay. Thank you for that important call and that important question, Alexis. We appreciate it. We're talking about development plans in Over the Rhine, north of Liberty Street. Do you live or work in that part of the neighborhood? We'd like to hear from you. Call 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Mayor, I know there have been a lot of meetings and talks with residents that you mentioned, Katie, that there was a lot of feedback. Hey, we want our roller rink. And that was a change that was made to this plan to make sure that was accommodated. How important has resident feedback been in the planning for this community center and other things happening north of Liberty?
It's been critical. This process actually predated me. So the previous administration had large plans for this kind of investment, really since 2020. And the earnest community engagement started at the beginning of 2021. And part of that engagement has been 113 engagement events, so in-person and virtual, 5 surveys, over 1,000 residents have been reached. And, it's one thing to do community engagement, but oftentimes the community will say, well, that's fine that you're talking to me, but how is the project changing reflective of that community engagement? And that's a really important part because we take that seriously and we do change our projects based on what the community is saying. So the roller rink obviously is a big piece of that. But also the original designs moved the Grant Park basketball courts to the community center. But due to community requests and pushback, those basketball courts were moved back to Grant Park. So those are just a couple of examples. But we take it very seriously when you're dealing with a project of this size that has this potential of an impact. You really do need to continue to chat with the community about how to manage any of those unintended consequences.
And just to add in, community engagement isn't finished. We anticipate going back in the fall and then in 2026 to really focus on the programming aspects. We've touched a little bit on that in community engagement sessions in the past, but feel that once we have CRC and 3CDC on board with exactly what we hope to offer, we do want to get back to the community and make sure they're on board with everything.
Have you seen the current OTR Rec Center recently?
Not recently. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenging property. Mm-hmm. This investment is long overdue. Unfortunately, the current rec center is just antiquated and outdated and frankly underutilized. And so we really want to create a safe kind of positive space for the community, because what is there right now is just unacceptable.
We have another caller on the line. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for calling. What is your question or comment?
Hi, thank you. We just moved to the neighborhood and we love it, but we were noticing a lack of playgrounds. So we were wondering why, given all the rundown buildings around the Finley Market area, why the community center wouldn't be beautifying the community, taking over one of those rundown areas, and then leaving the play space for dogs and kids.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. Katie, do you want to talk about location, or is that?
Yeah, sure. I can jump in. So, during this first phase of this North of Liberty push, there is a small amount of outdoor play space. There is some dedicated playground area that will be for the child care center specifically. And then there's a small amount of play area, outdoor tables, grills, and then a small dog area. And that was all reflective of the community engagement. And originally, the building wasn't so large, and it was when we added the roller rink back in that we did lose some of that outdoor playground space. So later this year, when we come back with the improvements to Grant Park, I think that residents will be really happy with the result over there.
Yeah, you know, it really come. I mean, I take the caller's point. There's a lot of rundown properties, a lot of dilapidated buildings. The challenge, though, is we've got to make use of the dollars that we have and make them as impactful as possible. And if we were to add onto this project property acquisition, what's being built right now is on city land, so we were able to save costs there. If we had to also add in buying up property, potentially demolishing property, you know, that would not just create costs, but it would also have the unintended consequence of potentially removing housing. Now, in a dilapidated, but potentially vacant building, you know, I can understand why people would say, well, you know, you're not getting housing right now. Well, the real specialness of Over the Rhine is our ability to maintain and preserve the Italianate architecture that is there. And so we're really trying, frankly, to build within OTR without destroying that history and that architecture. And I understand a response would be, well, you haven't done enough in Northern OTR specifically on rehabbing those buildings. We believe this will be a catalyst to attract that kind of investment to fix up these homes, to preserve the history, the architecture, and just improve the vibrancy all around.
Okay. Thanks so much for that call, Sarah, and so glad that you're loving living in Northern Over the Rhine.
That's right.
We're going to continue our conversation after a short break, and later in the program, we'll hear about a new series about life in Springfield as a Haitian immigrant. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about development plans in Over the Rhine north of Liberty Street and the impact on the neighborhood. My guests are Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Purval and Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation Senior Vice President of Development, Katie Westbrook. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Katie, we talked about this just a little bit before our break, but I know Crossroad Health Center is going to be moving to the current location in Over the Rhine of the current Over the Rhine Recreation Center. I've probably said that in the most confusing way
it's
possible.
Hard to say.
Yes. Can you explain a little bit more about how that's going to work and what it will mean for Crossroad and what they'll be able to offer? I know the mayor talked about that a little bit, but I just want to get into that a little bit more.
Yeah. So the plan right now is for Crossroad Health Center to be relocated from their current building at Vine and Liberty. So they will remain in operations during construction, and then come next April, May, they will be operating out of their new facility, which will be at Green and Republic Street. They will be expanding from, I think it's 14 to 21 exam rooms, increasing their patient capacity from 4,000 to 6,000, and then adding that critical service to the neighborhood as a whole, being a pharmacy. And so we're all really excited for that.
Yeah. Mayor, what would you like to see happen with the site where Crossroad is currently located, that Vine and Liberty site? That seems like it has potential.
It has huge potential. We have not, as far as I'm aware, we have not come up with a specific strategy around it. Although, you know, my bias is always going to be housing. You know, making sure, I think we have a goal of 40,000 units in the next 10 years. I think last year we were able to get around 2,000 units onto the market. So that is, you know, not 10,000 a year, right? Or excuse me, 4,000 a year. So my bias is always going to be to support housing. Certainly affordable housing is our priority, but housing at every income level is needed to increase our supply and drive down those costs like mortgages, property taxes, and rents.
Yeah. Katie, I know 3CDC and other developers are working on some housing north of Liberty 2 in various buildings. How many units are being developed, and what are those kind of look like?
So Model Group just finished Finley Parkside, which is on Vine Street, and it'll sit across the new community center. And that is affordable at 80% AMI. And then 3CDC has plans for later this summer, early fall, to start construction on Finley Flats, which is 10 buildings and will create 45 new units, similar affordable levels there at 80% AMI. And then 3CDC, we do have a decent amount of buildings in the north of Liberty area. And so we're really working now to assess kind of what the density can provide and really put together a plan that'll address the need for just general housing units across the city, as well as addressing affordability in the neighborhood. Yeah.
And when you're talking about 80% AMI, do you have an example of kind of what income level you're talking about? Because that's not something that everybody's familiar with.
Right. So area median income is AMI.
Sure. Yeah.
So for a single person, I believe the city of Cincinnati has 80% AMI at about $67,000 for salary.
Gotcha. Okay. We do have some more callers on the line. Hi, Dan. Thanks so much for calling. What's your question?
My question is, when are they going to do the streetscaping?
The streetscaping?
The new lighting and putting in, you know, nicer sidewalks.
You're talking about north of Liberty?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Katie, can you answer? Okay.
Yes. So the North Vine streetscape is still being planned. We are working to time up construction with that with completion of the community center. So it does have a shorter window. So we won't be starting that until later 2025, early 2026. And we'll be starting at the north end at McMicken and then working our way down towards Liberty.
Okay. Thanks for that question, Dan. We appreciate it. And we have Art on the line. Hi, Art. Thanks for calling.
Hi there. I'm very excited to hear about all this development downtown. I'm really curious how the development south of Central Parkway is going to impact the development north of Central Parkway. Between the Provident is putting in a whole bunch of apartments. The Terrace Hilton is going to put in a bunch of apartments. The old Macy's building, I think it's 300 condos. It seems like the downtown living is going to get flooded with supply, and so the market value of properties is going to drop. How's that going to impact the development north of Liberty?
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Art.
It's a great question. You know, I'm really proud of the fact that Cincinnati is second for converting underutilized office space into housing. Study after study shows we need more housing. We are not keeping up with our population growth over the last 10 years. Our population has increased. Our housing stock, unfortunately, has not stayed flat or remained consistent. We have lost housing in that same time period. So with the impact of remote work and the challenges that our urban core is facing, particularly the small businesses, the lunch spots during the 9 to 5 hours, and the need for housing, our strategy is really quite simple: to convert as much underutilized non-Class A office space into housing as possible, really kind of transitioning and transforming the urban core, the downtown, from primarily a commerce center to a neighborhood that also has commerce as well. Paired with large live events, we really believe that is a strategy that's going to maintain our vibrancy. And so far, it has been working. When you compare our urban core to our peer cities, there's far more vibrancy, far more activity going on. In fact, when you look at parking data, the amount of people coming downtown in the evenings and on the weekends surpasses even pre-pandemic levels. So the people are back. We're trying to keep them downtown to support our small business, but also our larger economy. As goes downtown, so goes the rest of not just the city's economy, but the regional economy. And so how will that housing impact North OTR? It'll mean more customers. It'll mean more vibrancy, more walkability. It'll mean more safety, because when there's a higher density of people around, safety is increased. So we'll have, you know, all of those positive impacts. And also, because of the streetcar and because of our, you know, Issue 7 passing and the investments in public transportation, those folks downtown who choose to live downtown may be able in a better position not to own a car, which, you know, particularly for younger generations is something they're very interested in, because frankly they can't afford it. And so there's huge climate benefits as well.
Okay, thanks for that question, Art. We're talking about development north of Liberty Street and over the Rhine. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. www.northernoverthe-rhine.org. Mayor, you mentioned this before. Northern Over the Rhine has a lot of legacy residents, people mm-hmm. who've lived there for a long time, love that part of the community. You're working to address some of the challenges they've been facing. With this new development, how is the city working to strike the balance to meet the needs of the folks who've been there for a long time while also making sure they still feel welcome and comfortable with the new development that's coming on board?
Well, you know, to be clear, the community in North OTR and in OTR in general deserves a good rec center. And what they have right now, if your concern is the legacy residents, what they have right now is just not good enough. I asked if you'd been there recently because it is, you know, it's really quite shocking when you walk into the rec center and see how underutilized and underinvested it is. It's not working for the community. You know, it's not working for the kids. And it needs to change. And so, you know, the investment of this new rec center is for the legacy residents, and it's by the legacy residents because we've done so much community engagement to make sure that their voice is heard and that what we're building is specifically for people who live there. I mean, that's why, look, I'm not a roller skater, but that's why we put in a roller skating rink. You know, that's why we did what we did around the basketball courts for those folks who live there now. It will hopefully have the benefit of driving more investment into North OTR to deal with, as the caller called, the vacant buildings, the dilapidated buildings. But that is a secondary kind of goal that may happen or may not happen. What will happen is that the people in North OTR and this vibrant, beautiful community deserve a modern and updated rec center, and that's what we're delivering.
Let's talk about parking, always a fun topic. Katie, what's happening with parking around Findlay Market, around the new community center? There are plenty of people who live north of Liberty, of course. There are also people who work there at Findlay Market or some of the other businesses there. How are you balancing all those parking needs? Because there's a lot of moving parts there.
It is delicate. 3CDC and the City of Cincinnati and community members, Findlay Market, have been working for the past couple years on a North OTR parking plan. My understanding is the plan is finalized and will be going into effect this spring. So that's really changing the on-street city-controlled parking, what is paid, what is resident parking. So that will be in effect later this spring. In addition, with this project specifically, we are creating about 110 surface parking spaces associated with the Crossroad project, and that will be available for people visiting the health center, going to the community center, coming to shop at Findlay Market. So it'll be a widely used asset.
Did you want to add anything about parking, Mayor? I bet you get an earful about parking on a regular basis.
Yeah, parking's always a hot topic. This is a project that's going to create more parking. As was mentioned, over 100 new spots will be able to be utilized by both the rec center and the Crossroads Community Health Center. You know, but parking is always going to be a challenge. We're doing the best that we can to manage both the legacy residents, but also the visitors, particularly around the Findlay Market area. But we believe this is going to be a benefit to the community on parking as well, given the new spots.
And when will the work on the new community center begin, Katie?
May 1st.
May 1st.
May 1st, with a 18-month time from shovels in the ground to cutting that ribbon.
Until you're skating on that new roller rink, coming.
You know, I'm not sure I'm athletic enough to learn roller skating at this age.
You have 18 months to practice.
But I'll buy all the pads and the helmet, and if you'd like to see a good laugh on the first day, I'm sure I'll be slipping around out
there. Get some bubble wrap for
you
or
something. That's right, yes.
So, Mayor, we're getting close to the end of time, but just in the minute or so we have left, what do you see as your overall goal for this area north of Liberty Street, for this northern part of Over the Rhine, this beautiful neighborhood?
Same goal I have for every neighborhood, which is we want a dense, walkable, diverse, safe community with good access to public art, good access to healthcare, good access to food. That's always our goal in driving our investments. And we believe that so many of the social determinants of health collide in this rec center, whether it be public health, whether it be, you know, opportunities for working out or just engaging in community. This is a big swing, and I can't wait for it to be finished.
Well, I've been talking with Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Pierval and Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation Senior Vice President of Development, Katie Westbrook. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Up next, we'll hear from the producers of a new radio series about their experiences as Haitians in Springfield. This is Cincinnati Edition.